This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Throughout his tenure, Governor Nathan Deal has pushed for criminal justice reform, including education and occupational training behind bars. And that has more felons going from cell block to firehouse. I'm going to take you now to a middle Georgia town where some volunteer firefighters are actually convicted felons currently serving time at the state pen. In the middle of Chester, a rural town about an hour from Macon, sits the Dodge County State Prison. Ride through the open gate and you see the typical looking prison surrounded by barbed wire. But to the left is a firehouse complete with two bays where shiny red trucks sit pointed toward the road. Outside, a couple of men casually talk. Their shirts read, Georgia Correctional Fire Services. These are inmates serving time as firefighters. Corrections Officer Matthew Kelly is the station fire chief, and he's the only paid professional on staff.
They're not locked in. We are still within the guard line of the prison, so they do have officers that come out here, do routine checks and counts.
One of the team of five is David Foxworth of Tifton.
I was originally locked up, arrested for a drug possession charge and a forgery charge.
Foxworth was paroled at one point, but he's back after a probation violation. He spent some time working as an orderly in the warden's office, but then he decided to follow in his grandfather's footsteps and become a firefighter. Dodge is one of 25 state and county prisons with firefighting programs. Sean Wombles oversees the fire service at prisons all across the state.
They go through a real tough interview process and then have to pass a physical agility test and meet our criteria, which is nonviolent offenses, no sexual offenses, no arson convictions, and they must be working toward their GED or already have a high school diploma.
Foxworth, along with the other four felons at Dodge, now hold all the certifications that a paid firefighter in Georgia has. And Sean Womble says, when you call 911 in Dodge, these are the guys coming to you under an escort.
We have an automatic aid agreement with the city of Chester. They would get in their fire trucks that you see in our bays here, and they would respond down to wherever the call may be.
Not every county in Georgia can afford to pay for firefighting services. Nearly one-third of Georgia's 159 counties look to the prison system to serve as fire protection. It's funded through the state. As for the firefighters at Dodge, they have been on several calls, including one that stays in David Foxworth's mind.
Years ago with Chief Kelly, I found a victim inside, and his own children come up crying and hugging my neck, telling me thank you when their father had just passed away. The appreciation and the gratitude that they have for us, it's a high that no drug could ever give me.
Program manager Sean Womble says over 50 inmates have gone on to serve as firefighters after being paroled. As for Foxworth, he expects to be paroled sometime next year. He says he's already lined up an opportunity in a neighboring community to be a firefighter once he gets out. That's a start, he says. For GPB News, I'm Leah Fleming in Macon.